Mom's Talking, just a couple of moms talking.
She's got a strong will. She's a woman.
Martha?
Martha, are you recording?
This is it. Another episode of Mom's Talking.
And grandma's.
And grandma talking. Well, you're our mom.
That's right.
That's right.
You got that right.
Original.
Yeah.
It's the Sister Resistors, Karen and Patty.
Hi.
Today, our very special guest.
Martha.
Martha, our mom.
The original Sister Resistor.
That's right.
Mom, happy Thanksgiving.
And the same.
And the same.
Or, as we say today, right back at you.
Right back at you. As we say, the young kids say.
The young kids.
That's what all the kids say on our Twitters, right?
Right back at you.
Right at you.
I think that's like 1940s.
Let's say 50s. I'm not in the 40s.
I just want to say, you said you were nervous about recording, and you're on a roll here. You're completely dominating.
What
the whole
talking to here?
You're cracking jokes.
Yeah, you're dominating. Strong woman in the,
Marley,
in the house.
My celery here.
She wants us to get done so she can go back to eating her
I'm hungry.
Eat celery on the couch.
You can't edit this, right?
No, this will be on. We're already recording. She did her intro. Oh. But this is a special episode because Patty and I have never recorded face to face.
I know. Look at you. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Cheers to us.
I didn't know that.
This is our first time recording together.
We've always done it over the phone or over Skype. Yeah.
Are you? Do you feel the difference?
I do.
I feel the energy in the
it's
room.
It's beautiful, Patty. It's beautiful. I see you. I feel you. I know you.
Oh, boy.
Don't say I feel you.
What?
In today's political climate.
I didn't say I grope you.
Well, Mom. Yes. We started a new thing last week. Oh, first I have to say, Karen, happy Thanksgiving.
And right back at you.
Did I tell you that the sink is plugged up?
Oh, yes. Mom wants to share with everyone that the sink is plugged
our
up.
Personal Thanksgiving
Other
problem.
Than that, it was a great Thanksgiving.
Yep, Karen, good job. Karen made
cheers,
the
Patty.
Karen made the meal.
Karen
cheers.
Did a great job.
Yeah,
cheers, Martha. Right
she
back at
great.
You.
Right back at you, Mom. Good salad, Mom. Mom made a great salad. Guys, it's a podcast, so I'm pointing your fingers at each other.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I don't think
there's too much giggling here.
Yeah. That's you. You're making us laugh.
We're very serious.
Yes. That's much giggling.
All right, Mom, down to business. All right, so listen. Are you ready?
Yes.
At the top of every podcast, we like to take the temperature of the room. So, and the way we do this is on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay. Is your dog eating celery? What is going on?
No,
she's got a sore. Oh, she's chewing her toy, Patty.
Oh, okay.
So move on, Patty.
Okay, so on a scale, we're joined by our mom and her dog.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about the outlook for your kids for the future?
You mean my grandkids?
You can do kids or grandkids.
Well,
I mean,
especially for my grandkids.
Okay. She doesn't care about us, Karen.
Yeah. We're done.
But I'm very...
Right back at you.
Yeah, see, you're cracking jokes.
Sorry.
I'm trying to... I'm
sorry. Patty, be serious now.
Okay. I'm very worried. For my grandkids.
Give us a number. 1 to 10.
From 1 to 10.
If 10 is...
How worried am I?
10 is...
No, yeah. 10 is things look
great.
Great. And 1 is things look dismal.
Well, I would say for my grandkids right now, the way things are going, you know, I don't sleep at night because I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep. And... then I turn the radio on and listen to the news, and then I really can't sleep.
Yeah, don't do that in the middle of the night.
I've learned that that's not
a good remedy.
But I would say Probably a six.
A six. That's pretty good. We were fives last week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Where are you this week, Karen?
I am at a six, just because this has been a nice escape, and I haven't watched MSNBC for 2 days. When I get home and I watch AM Joy and Rachel Maddow again, I'll probably be back down.
Love her.
But, yeah, she's fighting the fight, let me tell you. Yeah, I'm about a six. I'm feeling okay. Because, you know, I've gotten away from it. We talked about having to do that, and that's been good for me.
You have to take a break.
These last 2 days, yeah.
I was going to say I'm down to a four, but I'm still at a five.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you why. Because, I mean, I hear so many positive things about how many people are running for elected office for the first time.
Agree.
And there's so much energy there that makes me feel like, well, we might really flip Congress in 2018. And then, you know, things will be a lot better for us. But I'm upset about this whole where Me Too is going. And I feel like the president is killing that as well. Because someone pointed out the other day that, you know, liberals are holding liberals responsible for any inappropriate behavior.
Very true.
But the president continues to deny everything. Roy Moore continues to deny everything. The president continues to support him. And what's going to happen if we force all the Democrats to resign who've behaved inappropriately and the Republicans just continue to deny everything, and then in the next election they're...
Get voted in.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, they're the dirty Democrats. Look how many of them had to resign. You know, so I just feel like it's a promising movement, but now it's getting caught up in partisanship, and that makes me unhappy for women.
Too much politics involved in it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll feel better about it next week, but right now, well, I'll definitely feel better if Roy Moore loses.
Oh, I'm so nervous about that. Now I'm down to a four.
Well, don't give up yet.
Okay, I do have a glass of wine, but yeah, I'm really nervous about that. He's not trailing by much, and we don't know what's going
to
happen.
And Trump went to Alabama and supported him.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, Alabama's just very outside of our experience.
You can't imagine. Can't imagine.
Yeah. I'm also concerned about the tax cuts, so everybody's got to really resist next week. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's hard for us. There's not a lot we can do because we're all Californians, and our senators are
voting the way to support.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But when they get back to negotiating with the House, there's a lot of congressmen nearby, mm-hmm. all of us, that we can help. Protest and do office visits and any of that that sort of stuff. My representative in the House is also right on track as a resistor, but we have senators right in our neighboring districts that you know, we're our indivisible group in my community partners with the indivisible group in the next district because their representative is he's followed along on the
opposite.
Trump, voting for all of the Trump agenda. So,
please don't let Paul Ryan win.
Yeah, please that don't. Would be horrible.
Amen to that.
Yeah,
I do have to say that being in person and looking at Patty's new haircut, it's very fabulous.
Thank you.
It's perfectly poofy.
Finally, had a chance to style it tonight.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, used a little mousse.
I love it.
I've been waiting for that.
It's distracted by your fabulous hair.
I feel very relieved now.
That I got a new haircut?
And you styled it.
That I finally styled it. Yes. I know. You were worried.
As you can see, Martha gives us no breaks. So.
Does my haircut make you guys feel a little more optimistic?
That's what I'm saying. I might be up to a seven. Looking at you. I was down to four and I'm back up. If you could do this, we could do anything.
Yeah. Let's get back to the
tax. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Stopping happy. Sorry. Yeah. What about the tax cuts, Mom?
Did you have something to say?
I don't fully understand it. No matter how many times.
They don't want you to.
Well, it is very convoluted as far as...
It is.
Yeah.
And it is. Therefore, tricky. I think a lot of people feel that way, and I don't think it's going to pass for that reason.
I hope not. It's the hard thing is getting people fired up over it, because it is hard to understand what's going on. But I think that the Democrats are finally doing a good job of just saying, do you want to give tax cuts to really, really rich people at your expense? Because it is going to raise everybody else's taxes. They said, like, if you make less than $70,000 a year, you're going to pay more. How does that make sense? And then they also want to repeal the individual mandate for health insurance. So
And we're going to take away your health care. Yeah. And you're going to pay more in taxes. By the way, you get nothing.
Right. So even if your taxes don't go up right away, your premiums will go up for health
insurance. But you'll be able to have an automatic rifle.
But thank God we can all have... semi-automatic rifles, bump stocks.
To protect ourselves from the apocalypse.
Yeah, the apocalypse that's coming, because they're going to destroy the economy.
Yes, because we will, something is bound to happen here. Yeah.
It is a crazy world. See, that's my point. That's why I'm worried about my grandkids.
I know.
I agree.
But I will say this. If they do pass this tax cut, they're going to have to explain that in the next elections, and that is
going to.
But they want to pass it before the next elections because they are worried. And to me, that does give me a little bit of hope.
Well, they want to pass it because they want to give a break to their big donors. Because if they don't pass it, they're not going to have any money to run. But I think even if they get money from their big donors, how are they going to explain to the people who are going to go out and vote that we raised your taxes? We took away
your health care.
Yeah, we didn't take it away fully, but we made it more expensive for you. And, how is that supposed to get you elected? I don't understand the logic there.
That's why I feel like it's a mad rush right now, because they do see
a shift. They need to something pass.
Yeah, they want to have
this is the most unsuccessful year in politics. By the way, we're still blaming Hillary, and we're still blaming Bill Clinton's affair.
Don't forget Obama.
Obama. We have to undo everything he ever did.
Yeah, I think they're more threatened by Hillary than Obama.
He can't. That's too much.
I mean, Trump has a personal vendetta against Obama. Mm-hmm.
Hillary won the popular vote.
Yeah.
And Patty is wearing her.
I'm still with her t-shirt. Yep.
That's a protest shirt.
Yep. I'm going to wear it till it's ragged.
Absolutely.
And then get a new one.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're going to keep making it, but she has, you know what?
I bet they will.
She's using this similar logo for her foundation that she started now.
Is that right?
What is it? Forward, onward,
Onward Together?
Onward Together, yeah. So she'll have new t-shirts.
And I do want to point out that the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton has been in Puerto Rico all week.
Wow.
And they have been pouring funds and attention into Puerto Rico all week.
Yeah.
So I follow the Clinton Foundation, and that's a lot more than we can say for our president.
Yeah.
He was there, one day?
Well,
he threw paper towels.
He threw paper towels at them and told them they really cost us a lot of money. And this is nothing compared to what Katrina was.
And
that was a hurricane.
And they're not even part of the United States.
No, he seems to have missed the research on that. Someone forgot to brief him. So, no matter what you say about the Clintons, they are on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, the Clinton Foundation has been investigated multiple times.
And it's still running, people.
Yeah. They actually have a very high rating among nonprofits for the...
Yes.
When they look at how much money comes in compared to how much money you use for salaries and just for running the organization, they rank very high in the amount of money that they actually turn around into their efforts.
Yeah, and a point I want to make too, Patty, this is one thing that came up this week too, is, with this Al Franken and with the additional accusations with the Me Too... we talked about this last week. If we're going to invite investigations, let's invite investigations. Let Trump stand for it. Hillary sat for, 10 hours?
Right.
And she has not been indicted. Yeah. So bring it on. Let's have him right. sit for 10 hours and see right. how he does. So he keeps calling her Crooked Hillary, you know, the loser, right. all of these things. Let's have him go through the rigor that she went through right. and come out with no indictment.
Well, hopefully that's what's happening with Mueller.
Oh, let's hope.
Let's hope.
That we love Mueller, by the way, Martha.
Yeah.
We're...
This is the Robert Mueller fan
Mueller,
club.
Mueller, Mueller.
We think he's very handsome.
He is very handsome.
We like the way he slicks his
yes,
hair back.
He gets more handsome the further we get on in yes, the investigation. Yes.
He gets better looking all
yeah,
the
he
time.
Does. He does.
That GI hairdo.
Oh, yeah. And know. The serious, the scowl.
Yeah. Know,
the disapproving look.
He is fearless.
Yes. He and I agree, because this is probably the worst job in American history.
But he will go down in American history.
Well, let's hope, Martha. We are.
I think so.
When that happens, I told you I'll be on the floor with happiness, crying.
Well, yeah. Thank you for explaining.
I will pass
that.
Out.
He is a good role model for kids. Like, if we were going to look for role models, I mean, he demonstrates.
Love our kids dress up as Mueller for Halloween.
Mueller, they have like this.
For Halloween.
Helmet hair.
Rubber trick or treat.
That helmet hair, like big eyebrows
yes.
and a very serious.
Yes. I mean, I agree with you with that. Just that concept is so funny.
But he is a good role model. Just the fact
agree.
That the self-restraint. Sometimes
oh
you don't have to say anything
oh.
to be doing the right thing. Like
exactly.
you don't have to grandstand. You don't have to respond to every slight.
He's expressionless. He does not.
But he's just doing his actions speak
yeah.
for him.
Exactly.
He's doing his job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, Trump has tried to goad him so many times, and he
yeah.
just
he doesn't
just
respond.
Wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
why we love him, Martha.
Yeah.
Are you in, Martha?
Okay.
You want to be a
member of the fan club?
Sure.
All right.
All right. You're in.
I might marry him. He's probably married, though, isn't he?
I don't know. We don't know, though.
No,
we'll have to
we
do some research.
I think
yes.
he's married.
I'm going to look.
Mysterioso.
It's kind of sad. But anyway. Probably.
He probably doesn't see his wife very much
well,
if he is married.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine how consuming this has been for him?
Yeah. He's got a lot of people involved. We'll let the computer work. Our
okay.
Wi-Fi is not very good here.
Yes,
at our,
we're not in hometown.
Here at our secret Thanksgiving location.
Our secret hideout. Our Hillary hideout. Yes.
Our Hillary Robert Mueller fan club. Clubhouse.
Yes, that's right.
I'm the newest member.
Yes, you're in, Martha.
You are.
You're the original. You're the OG.
You're going to have to go through the indoctrination.
Oh. Yeah, there will be some secret rituals.
Oh dear.
Yep.
I involve sleeping in a very warm room.
Yes. Cave like almost. Almost cave like.
Already had that ritual.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Lots of nonstop noise
for
2 days.
4 screaming kids.
Yeah.
Noah's quiet.
And then turkey. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then you must
nice.
Eat turkey.
We had a nice turkey.
Yes, Martha.
We did have good turkey. She really liked your turkey, Karen.
Okay, I'm glad.
No, my Wi-Fi is not working. We can't look. We'll have to.
We'll update on that. We'll update on the Facebook page.
We'll have
page.
A report next week.
On
Facebook
Robert page will be his.
Mueller's wife.
She must be
well,
an amazing
she
lady.
Must, she
I like her already.
An angel.
She, I like her. So far, so good.
All right. Well, so we have our topic this week, Mom, is a follow-up to last week. Last week, we talked about talking to your kids about sexual harassment. And
oh.
then I told Karen a story about how my kid has been dealing with some friends of his who like to, well, they it started with them saying terrible things about Hillary. You know, Hillary's a
you
criminal
told me
and
about
stuff.
That, yeah.
And he doesn't like that, but, you know, he's been putting up with it. And then he was at a birthday party the other night, and these kids started saying Lincoln was a bad president because he destroyed the southern states, and he didn't really do it. He didn't really care about ending slavery. He didn't care one way or another. And so my son called me and said, I'm ready to come home. I'm tired of hearing them talk this way. And so, and he wasn't that big a deal. He just doesn't like it, so he leaves. But I started thinking about it. It started really bothering me because this isn't just like, I mean, this is a very specific line of propaganda that comes out of the alt-right and Breitbart. And I was like, where are these kids learning this? Are their parents aware of it? Should I ignore it? Should my son ignore it? Should he be hanging out with these kids?
A lot of it is social media.
Yeah, you think they're getting it from social
media?
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous...
But it is part of, you know, Patty and I were talking, the alt-right's agenda to indoctrinate children early so that it skews their views of history as they move through the school system.
Right.
Because now
they're
have this
not
view.
To trust
right.
the history.
That's don't
the
don't
Nazis,
trust the written
Nazis
history.
Did that.
That's exactly the
right.
point, Martha. So that's what we're saying, is Patty should worry.
Yeah.
We all should worry.
You know what, Patty, too, it just occurred to me as you were telling that story, which didn't occur to me before, is in his own way, he did resist.
He did.
And that made me a little emotional just thinking about that. He made that phone call, and he said, I'm not going to participate. And I think that was huge.
Right. Well, I can't expect a 12-year-old to have a bunch of facts at his fingertips to dispute this. He's never heard this stuff before.
I think it was... Yeah,
but what surprises me is that he was at a party, and they're talking politics.
Yeah, because they're smart
kids.
Well,
they're smart
kids. So are kids.
But some of them are a little misguided.
But they're 12 years
yeah.
old. Yes, and they're reflecting what their parents have said, which is also frightening.
Well, that's why I said I can't imagine that their parents are talking that way about the southern states. I mean, we're left coast moms. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about the impact the Civil War had on the South. It's very strange to me, like, that's why I said, why are they even talking about this, and do their parents know, and do I need to say anything to their parents? So, I'll tell you, I posted that question on Facebook, because I wanted to see what their parents had to say. Yeah. And, there was one of my friends who made the point that you made, which is, she said, I bet in Nazi Germany there was some parent whose kid came home
That's right.
and said,
That's right.
you know, something terrible about Jews, and the parents stayed silent.
Mm-hmm.
But there were also a lot of people who said, you know, trust your son, he'll pick friends whose views align with his. A lot of people said there's no point in talking to the parents, because if they're getting this from the parents, you know, what impact are you going
to have? There's no benefit to be had. That's
yeah.
right.
And I don't really want to drag my kid into a big conflict over this. I mean, like I said, I'd rather let him just choose different friends. Or if I did say, do you think that they believe that, you know, racism is okay, or do you think that they're just saying things for shock value and they don't really understand what they're saying? And he said, I think they're saying it for shock value.
Well, see, that's what's so scary about the social media. You don't know.
Right.
And people say anything, you know?
Right. And that's the thing. Maybe it appeals to them now because they know it's shocking.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Do they go down that path further because they like the reaction
right.
they're getting?
And then all of a sudden they're caught up with the whole scene.
Right.
That's scary.
Excuse your perspective.
Very scary.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad, as a mother of
how many kids
four
do you
girls,
have? There we go.
Four girls. I never had to deal with that. And I, now you people...
Us or your kids?
You kids.
You people.
Yeah, you people, whoever you are. Yeah.
People everywhere, plus my daughters.
Yeah.
Have to learn how to handle that with your kids.
Yeah.
Meaning the social media that's
right.
presented with them every day. They don't talk. That's how they talk now.
Right.
They don't talk to each other.
Right.
They don't have conversations like...
Well, they repeat memes, and they repeat
mm-hmm.
propaganda.
Well,
I mean,
they also
propaganda.
Say things that on the social media that they would not say in person.
Right.
Because they don't have to face anybody.
Well, and that's the thing about a statement like this that really bothers me, is that they're not saying outright that slavery is okay,
yeah.
but by standing up for the southern states
mm-hmm.
and saying that Lincoln didn't really care about slavery, you are saying that, I mean, this is the argument that the Civil War was not about slavery, that it was about states' rights, and that it's a myth that Lincoln wanted to free the slaves, and that's, you know, a coded way of saying that actually smart people agree that slavery was okay. And that's not okay. You know what I mean? It's not okay for them to talk that way. But it's all hidden in what they're saying. It's not,
and
they're
not
saying.
You can't get that out.
Yeah.
On your iPhones or whatever.
Right. Right. Well, that's the thing. And like I was telling Karen, in our community, we have a diverse community in the sense that we have a lot of Asians, we have Southeast Asians, we have Muslims, we have a lot of people with different skin color, but we don't have African Americans in our community. So when they're talking about slavery, I don't know if they understand that
the
people are still impacted by that today.
Right.
That there are people who are living with the consequences and the legacy of slavery who, you know, if you said to them, you know, it was really about states' rights, you know, you might get hit in the face, first of all.
Absolutely.
But secondly, it's an extremely hurtful thing to say to somebody who's suffered the impact.
Yes, living it.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, so like I said, I got a lot of really good input on Facebook. Another mom in the school called me up and we talked about
it. Oh, that's great. That's good.
Yeah. I think that I'm going to send a note to the principal without naming any names and just say, because a few weeks ago he had put out an email saying that they were having to do some more activities in school about being sensitive to people of other races, religions, political beliefs, that they were having a problem with hate speech in the school this year. And I thought, well, if he's aware that this is going on in the community, maybe he wants to know that this is something I'm hearing from students.
Now, what grade level are we talking?
This is middle school.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And also, you know, there's the issue that what they're talking about is just not factual.
Yeah,
that's right.
And they're, Karen was telling me that in eighth grade, they start doing a American history. Right now they're doing, they did a big segment on...
world religions. Right?
It's like world religions and the Middle East, and they're talking about Islam. But they're not talking about American history right now. Next year, they're getting primed to go into learning about American history with all these crazy ideas in their heads.
Yeah.
Scary. Yeah, so we kind of decided that I would say something to the principal. I'm not going to be specific about any kids. And I asked my son, are you okay with that? And he said, yeah. You don't need to talk to any of the parents or talk. I can handle the kids. But I'm okay with you saying something to the principal, because it really bothers him, too, that kind of talk is going on in his school. He has to live with that every day.
Well, not just in his school, but at social events.
Well, in the community. But a lot of it happens, like, when kids are going to and from the school on public transportation.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's seen some bullying of kids from different ethnic groups and racial groups.
Mm.
So, so that's where we kind of came down to, is that I'm going to trust my son. I have complete faith in him. You know, he's very empathetic, sensitive kid, and he's going to...
Yes, he is.
He's going to choose the right friends, and he's pretty good at knowing when he needs to just step back from a friendship as well. But I do think that I'm going to say something to the principal just to let him know that this is out there in the community. So if you're having trouble with hate speech, here's another form of hate speech that you guys should be aware of right now.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, a lot of people. I got a lot of input from parents who were, you know, sad and upset. And a lot of people who said their kids, too, have had to have conversations.
Is that right?
Yeah, with classmates. So... Maybe that's why. I don't know, you know.
But good for you, because parents need to be active in supporting their kids at this point.
And, yeah.
And helping them to express their feelings about this instead of just going on and accepting what this child said that they don't agree with.
Right. Right. Yeah. I know. And Noah's talked to other adults who also told him basically, like, if you don't agree with them, it's okay to ignore them. At your age, you know, you don't have to fight back and argue with them. But I just, I did a lot of reading on the internet, and there's a lot of people said, make sure that if you care about this, then your responsibility is to explain to your kid what, you know, white privilege is and what racism is and why, you know, the march in Charlottesville was a terrible thing.
That's right.
And that's really all we can do is educate our kids and then hopefully be responsible members of our community. But, you know, it's just disturbing to me to think that kids are being exposed to this.
It's very overwhelming for parents.
It is.
They don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. You're right.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I have to compose my thoughts and write a note to the principal. I'll let you know how that goes. But it's hard. Karen and I were talking, too, about how hard it is now for teachers and in the, you know.
They're carrying a big burden with this last year. Yes. Yeah. Afraid to say anything about, you know, even correcting students about proper content or context, when and where things should be said, how things should be said, what's the appropriate response. So teachers always carry, I mean, education is always carries the social burden of that.
Right.
But teachers, I mean, we're not prepared for this because we have not been here before.
Right.
So, well, I mean, you know, as educators, this is completely, we were completely unprepared for this, no matter what your view is.
Even when you try to defend the facts now, you can be
fake
accused
news,
of being political.
Fake news. Yeah. Agree.
Yeah, it's a very challenging time. So that was our story of the week we wanted to follow up on. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah. Tell us what you asked your kids about.
Oh, yes, since my kids are running around in this house cavern somewhere. who knows what they're doing right now. But, I mean, we do live in a different area. We've talked about this on the podcast before. We do live in a very diverse area. My kids are pretty good at ignoring it. I mean, I've told them not to engage.
Mm-hmm.
We talk very openly about it. They did have a lot of questions about Charlottesville. I think that they're especially worried when they see me get upset about things, but I do tell them that everybody does have a right to their opinion.
Right.
And they can share their opinion, but you don't need to try to argue with them about their opinion. You have the right to walk away. And I think, you know,
you don't have to agree.
Right. And I think that's what Noah did. He said, I don't agree and I don't want to be part of this.
Right. There was one thing I read on the internet where it was actually an adult who said she was hearing a lot of racist jokes among teens that she worked with. And she said her response was not to try and monitor or adjust their humor, because sometimes that's their way of dealing with difficult issues.
Testing out different.
But she said, I will call it out. Like, I will say, that's racist.
Absolutely.
all you need to say is, oh, by the way, that's racist. And then you don't have to engage beyond that.
Yeah. I would say that my kids do say that.
That's
racist.
Good.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's very important, not to just be silent and not say anything and go on with the evening or the party or whatever.
Right.
But let them know that how you feel and that that is hurtful to them.
Right.
What they're saying.
It's been such a challenging time for figuring out how to be a part of your community. Because okay. I have you know, very good friends in the community that I disagree with on certain things. No, none of them are racist, but, you know, on political issues we'll have differences.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard to know where do you draw the line? Where do you say, I can't be your friend? And where do you say, you're my friend and we're just going to disagree? These are challenging times.
They are challenging. But some of the core of the disagreements are so deep that you really do end up walking away. And again, their perspective too, with the completely different.
I feel like we can disagree politically, but when it comes to...
Yeah, those deep core values.
Callousness towards other disadvantaged people.
Right.
That's where I have a really hard time saying that's okay.
I agree, you know? And I also have a really hard time with the double standard. I think that's one of the things. It's okay for this group, but not for this group, and that attaches to that. Yep. Agree.
Right. I understand this instinct for self-survival and that a lot of people voted for Trump because they felt like
disenfranchised.
Their own lives were very challenging. But where we live, you know, people aren't struggling to survive. And if you're trying to enrich yourself at the expense of someone else who's already disadvantaged, that just says to me that.
And has your life gotten better in the last year?
Yeah.
I would beg to say no.
Well, definitely not, but I think a lot of people thought, you know, anything was better than a woman.
That's right.
What hell it would have been to live under a woman president.
That would be awful. Awful.
Someday it will happen, but
it will.
I don't think we're ready for a Kamala.
Yeah.
Yep. It's looking good.
Yeah.
But it will happen.
We don't know. Let's get through 2018 and then we can talk about...
Let's get through next week.
President.
Next week.
President. Yeah. Let's get through December 7th. That's the election in Alabama.
That I'm nervous about. Yep. I'm sweating. My sweaty palms are getting
wet. That's getting very iffy, I think. Now things are... I don't know.
Anything can happen. We've got another 2 weeks to go, right?
Listen, Trump came out and said Moore denied it, so he should be okay.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is deny.
Yep.
And you're fine. He said he didn't do it.
That's right. I heard
that. Then you have McConnell saying he believes the women. I don't know. Looks like there's a split there, isn't there?
So.
I wasn't so surprised about McConnell. I mean, when it does come down to it.
I don't think any of them want Roy Moore in the Senate, even though he would vote the right way. He's embarrassed.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, this is his past. I mean,
you got to remember, too, McConnell wants to preserve the party.
Yeah.
And he sees that last year has completely torn apart his party. And he does not like what's happening.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose in 2018 either.
No.
So,
well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I don't know.
So, Mom, the last thing that we do each week is we have something we call yeses and nos. So it can be, and it doesn't have to be political, it doesn't have to be about your kids, but it can be. But if you want to say something that you're feeling really good about is your yes, and so, like, you know, obviously this week my yes is my hair.
Yes. Yes!
Look at the styling.
Yes!
I can't even see myself.
No.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, just poof it a little bit. There we go. That's it. Right there. Right. Perfect.
So, and then, you know, if you have a no, what would my no be?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, there's a lot of no's.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's make the list. Naughty.
I was trying to think if I have a no that's not.
Let's do the naughty list.
Yeah, the naughty list.
Well, so I'm supposed to...
What's your yes and what's your no?
And you can say, I just have a yes, or I have nothing. But if
we do not discriminate here.
Whatever you want to do.
We're loose. Yes. I have days now. You know, I'm getting rather elderly.
What?
What?
You look 20.
But I...
You don't allow the grandkids to say you're elderly.
No, they are not allowed to say anything like that. But I am trying very hard to keep my body going.
Yeah.
And I...
Right back at you.
Well, you don't. You have many years yet. But I like to challenge myself.
Yeah.
But it's very easy for me to stay at home and say, no, I think I'll sit in my chair and read a book. And I don't, I say, no, you can't do that. You have to get up. You have to get up and go swimming.
Yeah.
You need to go see a movie, which is really hard for me to do.
Yeah.
Because I have to get up, I have to drive.
Right.
Usually pick up a friend. And I have to
navigate the stairs.
Right. And that's hard to do. But once I've done it, I'm very proud of myself. And, of course, I have my daughters to help me.
Smart,
who take me. They say, Mom, this would be a good movie for you. You'd really like it. And
you did go to a play with me that was very progressive. It was about drag queens. And she got up and danced and everything.
Ooh, I love it.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be the typical elderly woman.
You're
I'm
not.
I'm going to continue to be active as much as I can.
We like it.
I say yes to that.
Yes. Say yes to life.
Yes. Exactly. Because life is a great gift.
Well, I'm going to change my yes.
What? No take back.
And I hope.
No take back.
That I will be alive to see one of my grandkids.
Trump and Peach. Yes.
Oh, yes. That's
the Trump and Peach.
One of my grandkids have one of their charm.
I'll
be a great grandparent.
Ooh.
That's my goal.
Well, you've got some that are in their
20s. Yeah, yeah,
27 now.
Yeah.
And he's getting married.
One of them's getting married.
Oh my gosh. Do you think he listens to this?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, it's quite
anyway, horrible. That's my yes.
Okay.
That's a good yes. Any no's? Do you want to do a no, or are you just gonna say yes to life?
No's. I'm not to be negative about anything.
No, that's
except
that's
the sink is plugged up in the
That's a no.
Yeah. That makes me feel very negative. But yes. I'm fighting it. All right. That's it.
Okay. My yes is blessings. My yes to blessings for Thanksgiving.
You've got four blessings there.
Yeah. Well, my husband should be in there too, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
He counts
as one. I forgot about that.
So, blessings, I'm making the quote sign.
Yes.
Means people? Children?
I think family. You know, we're lucky in life. We have privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been blessed. And my no is the Roy Moore thing.
It's a big no.
Yeah, I'm really nervous.
Yeah, I think my no is the progress we've made with the Me Too movement is in danger if now we just start, everyone who's accused just denies and we don't hold them accountable.
Right.
We have to hold Trump accountable. We have to hold Roy Moore accountable. We should hold Democrats accountable too, but we can't only hold Democrats accountable. So that's my no for the week.
Agree.
Yeah.
By
the way, I have to say that at some point, I think we have to have a Bill Clinton reckoning. Hillary is not responsible for Bill's behavior.
I was just going to say, what do you want us to do?
But I don't know. I don't know. I'm very stuck on this, but it's a problem.
I mean, we have talked about this. He did pretty much ruin her life, but... I don't know.
You're talking about Monica specifically.
Yeah.
And I just think
that wasn't the only.
That wasn't why he was impeached. Technically, he was impeached because he lied.
Because he lied about it. But she wasn't the only woman that he's been accused of.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean.
And other women blame her for staying with him. But originally, when this
came out. Hillary.
Yes.
They say she enabled him.
But when this originally came out. And you girls were pretty young then, but I remember in the newspapers, there were a lot of journalists were blaming her for staying with him. And then she said, well, then she wasn't sure. Maybe she'd leave him. Then everybody said, you can't leave him just because he did this, made a one mistake, you know?
Yeah.
But there was a no-win situation.
It was a no-win situation for her. It was a different time, and that's why it's really hard to have.
It was a different time.
It's very hard to have that reckoning because we had a different standard.
But the thing was, as Karen said, he lied. I remember.
Right. Yeah.
I remember that TV appearance. And
I did not have relations.
Straight at the camera.
He lied, and at the time, what was bad about that was he was saying, don't believe these women.
I agree.
And that's been, I think that's been damaging for women over the past 20 years, is that yeah. persisted, don't believe the women.
That's what they're saying now.
Yeah.
But so, you know, still she persisted. And that's another thing about her character.
Yeah.
Hillary.
Yep. So is it, I mean, is she to be...
Well, she had a daughter, too.
Yeah, she had a child, and... I mean, this is the thing, is that we still don't really know, we don't really know how many of those stories were true. It was so politicized at the time that it's really hard to sort out the facts with those women and whether it was a matter of assault or harassment or simply he was a, you know, horn dog. We don't know. It's very, very confusing, and it's very hard to look back over the years, like we said, when there was a different standard than there is now, and try and understand all of that. But I just wish that Bill would say something. I know, I don't know. I wish, I know, I'm sure he and Hillary are thinking about it and debating whether it's appropriate. I don't know.
I think he has. He's apologized publicly many times.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe that's, I don't know. It's very hard.
I don't think it defines, I mean, I don't think she thinks it defines her, and I think that's another reason why I love her. But yeah, I don't see why it's her responsibility to, you know, take the burden of his actions.
Right.
Those were his actions. He needs to apologize.
But they also created this perception that they're a partnership, and so I think people felt like if we vote for Hillary, we're getting Bill in the package.
But he would have been great as the first lady.
Yeah.
He would have been great. Yeah. It is disappointing and confusing. But again, if you're going to hold him to that standard, then let's put Trump to that standard.
We have to hold everyone to the standard.
That's right.
I agree. And we go over this every week because we're grappling with this. it's hard.
Yep. If you're going to draw a line in the sand, everybody needs to walk over it.
Yeah. So the big issues of the day are women being disadvantaged during their lifetimes and people of color being disadvantaged during their lifetimes. So the answer is women and people of color and minorities have to, and other minorities
vote.
Need to come together and vote people into office who will protect us.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Mom.
Yep.
You did great, Martha.
Well,
any final words or advice for all of us?
Well, no, but could I have my celery now?
You can have your dinner now.
Yes, you can have your celery.
Every week we save the world, and your reward is a piece of celery.
Oh,
yes.
That's lovely.
That's right. For you. All right.
That was fun.
Bye-bye.
That's Mom's talking. Woo-hoo. Bye, everybody. Thanks
Bye.
For listening.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll be back next week.
What?
Oh. Can you imagine Mom trying to figure out how to get on a Skype call?
Just a couple